BBC Audio presents Her Story, Women's Untold Histories. This diverse, eclectic collection of 10 dramas explores an array of social, political, and historical events from a female point of view. We see the world through their eyes, giving us a fresh perspective on a female history that is too often unrecorded, misrepresented, or misunderstood. Embroidering the Truth by Abigail Youngman.
Allez en avant, bande de limaces! Arrêtez de traîner derrière, là!
Allez. Oh, who thought this? Two little men with their billycock showing here in the bottom margin. Oh, unpick it at once!
Wolfgift's at it again.
At what?
Making it up as she goes along. Bare-bottomed men, by the sound of it.
Are they not on the design?
Oh, Ediva, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. I've only been here 2 days.
King William doesn't want his wall hanging covered in little men showing off their pillycocks.
We can embroider what we want in the margins, can't we?
Yes, if it's birds or urns or griffins or whatever. But not naked men with great big, you know, membranes.
Doesn't she get in trouble?
Oh, no. She and Lady Edith go way back. Plus, her stitching's so neat. You should see her horses. They're, like, real. Horses are the hardest. Them and chainmail.
Here's a riddle.
That's her.
Straight and tall, or curled and small, one-eyed and blind with a one-track mind. My foot is hairy, but my head is bald. Guess what I am?
Is it a shrimp?
Eh? A hairy shrimp?
That's Matilda's boyfriend.
What, Dad? Yeah, he's a right baldy.
He's a Norman, what do you expect?
Don't know about his feet.
Oh, hairy feet.
Stop this silly talk, all of you.
Sorry, Matilda.
It's Matilda.
Sorry.
Pillycocks.
Ediva. Women like you who sow so slowly have no place at Wilton. You should be careful.
Allez, remets-toi derrière! Allez, viens!
Who is it?
It is I, Odo de Conteville, Bishop of Bayeux, Earl of Kent. Come to see the Lady Edith.
Oh, I'll see if she's in. It is customary to approach the abbey on foot, you know.
These horses are state-of-the-art destriers. We're not leaving them out here just so some peasant can go for a joyride. Now open up and let us in.
Wilton is a place of peace. No swords, maces, battle axes, knives, spears, arrows, catapults, clubs, or sharp objects. No profanities, spitting, or heavy petting. Helmets must be removed.
Look, we're coming in, wearing our helmets, with our horses and our weapons. Either you open that door, or we will break it down. Your call.
Give me a minute to find the keys. Oh, where did I put them?
Quiet! It's always your work.
A bit of fun, Matilda. Oh. You're not the boss of us.
And you're not the king's daughter now, Gunhilda Godwin.
A woman's worth at Wilton is measured by the skill of her stitching. We sow the old world, but its order is gone.
Yeah, what Wolfgith said, Matilda. Puh. We don't have to listen to you. We don't even have to sew this stupid embroidery for so-called King William.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, really? Come here and make me there.
Oh, I will make you. I absolutely
you will do it. Because I say so.
Oh, Lady Edith, everyone is very disobedient. Wolfgith has been sewing willies again, and Ediva is just completely hopeless.
Enough, all of you.
Matilda started it.
It's Matilda!
Sit down, shut up, and listen.
My lady.
We are about to have a visitor.
A visitor? Odo de... What was it? Is it Ken?
Oh, just let us in. Odo de Conteville, Bishop of Bayeux, Earl of Kent.
Oh, what? Him? Who is he? Just the bloke who helped kill my dad.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?